Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode. Exciting is the word of the Naked Englishman here on the 8th of October 2025. I assume it's the 8th. I mean, I haven't actually double checked, but numerically it ought to be. And if it isn't, someone's shuffled the dates in the.
And someone stole a day.
Yes, they've shuffled them around. That can happen. You know, sometimes people do shuffle the calendar and the dates come out in the wrong way. I'm Richard Vobes, and the lovely Julia happens to be with me, and it's about 22 minutes past six in the morning. The day is slipping away from us already, and it does have that tendency, I've found. And we are likely to be speeding at great rapidity to the land today to finish off the tasks that we started yesterday. I am still waiting for confirmation of a delivery date for this book. Biggleswick, the town that wouldn't comply. It may be tomorrow or it may be Friday. I'm hoping, in fact, it's Friday because that gives us another day on the land. And Friday also happens to be a delivery of logs coming to the old Vobes abode. And so I don't really want to be hanging around for 2 days. Talking of time slipping through your fingers, by the time we get to the land and organised ourselves and everything else, it's always about midday, which, you know, sometimes a bit before 11 o'clock or something.
It's just grating, isn't it?
It is very grating, because then you only get a few hours there, and then you've got to come home because it gets dark. You know, it's dark now by 6:30, 7:30, and if we get about five and a bit hours by the time you've got going, unloaded the van and had a cup of tea and everything else, it's just, you know, I am somebody who wants to maximise the amount of time. That's why I'm up at six and, you know, all of this. And it just grates because I want to get on with things. I just want to get on with it. And things are constantly holding one up, which is very irritating. If it were me, I'd be there at 6 a.m. each day. And we watched a little video about a chap. He was a head gardener of a country place. I don't know, it must have been filmed in the late 70s, it looked like. And he had this amazing greenhouse, you know, one of these estates with a walled Victorian garden and what have you. Our friend Sean sent the video over, and it was very lovely and very interesting and informative. But it said the gardener was up there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, to me, that's the perfect time to get up and get on with things. Although the shots they showed for October at 6 a.m. was bright and light. And I thought to myself, it's not bright and light at 6 a.m. I'm sitting here with the curtains drawn, but I know that if I peek out, it'll still be dark. How irritating is that?
The head gardener of Blenheim Gardens, they've got a lot to deal with, don't they?
Yes, well, we've got
a lot to deal with.
And there's always things to do. I don't have any shirking here.
We don't have a massive greenhouse like that.
We don't.
And a massive walled garden.
No, we don't. But we've got to
create something like it, though.
Yeah, it's not quite as big.
No.
But, yes, I'm just saying I'm frustrated with having to, you know, spend most of the morning getting everything organised here and then
transporting stuff to and from.
Oh. It is
packing and unpacking the van. It just all takes time, doesn't it? It's very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. But we will be heading off there again today. Yesterday I had an issue with the company that run the servers for my emails. I couldn't get to any emails at all yesterday. They had some issue. At first I thought it was some problem with my end, but you know, we always think, oh, it's some issue with me or the technology that I'm using, or I've forgotten the password, or it wouldn't sign in. In the end, it turned out that it was the company, and they put up a message saying, oh yes, we're having issues, but they didn't put up this message for a long time, so people didn't know. And then within an hour of putting up, yes, we have some issues, you know, you might not be able to access your email account, blah blah blah, it was fixed. But all the rest of the day, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to get back and sort that out when I get home. And, of course, it was fixed by about 8 o'clock in the evening or something. And I thought, well, I'm too knackered now to go and sit in front of a screen and answer all these emails. So I'm afraid I'll have to do that this morning. There's lots of there's lots of niggly things that one needs to do. We were talking to our friend Sean, and he was giving us a list of things that he's just ordered for the garden, things to plant. Now, I'm very keen to get things in the ground. Whilst we're doing all the construction and the clearing and everything else that we're doing, I'm very keen because these things will sit in the ground and slowly take root later on in the year. They'll all wait until blooming spring, because that means you wait months for anything to come up, and that period will be wasted. And so I've got to try and do more planting of what we can. And I know it's very basic, but it's, I guess I've just woken up thinking we haven't done enough. You know, we've got like a couple of pea plants in and a few, I don't know, some spinach, and you know, I want rows and rows of all this veg springing up. And we've got the vegetable bed there, but there's nothing in it apart from some pumpkins, which won't happen till next year, and tobacco.
We've got things in going to seed for next year, so that it's getting used to the soil.
Well, we've got two things going to seed. Onions and, haven't we?
Onions.
And tobacco.
Pumpkin.
Oh, three.
And tobacco, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the pumpkins aren't going to seed, are they? I thought the pumpkins were actually growing into pumpkins for next year.
Yeah, but they're not going to be ready in time for this year.
No, I know that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But they're not going to seed, are they, at the moment? They're going to grow a pumpkin, aren't they?
Well, they've got flowers at the moment, so... well...
We don't know, basically. But anyway, we don't eat pumpkins, do we? So, but next year it'd be nice to have some pumpkins for Halloween, if they're the red pumpkin variety.
Pumpkin is nice added to soups and things.
Yeah.
It's like a butternut squash type thing.
Right, OK. Well, I very rarely have it, so...
No, neither do I. Well, as do I.
Yeah. So, anyway, but what I'm wanting is cabbage and cauliflower and peas and broad beans and, you know, all the things one can actually eat in potatoes and, you know, in abundance. And people might be listening going, oh, but Vobes, you're running before you can walk. And that may be true, but all I'm seeing is money disappearing out my account at a rapid pace and nothing coming in. So I need to have something in exchange, and that would be some veg that we can actually then go, oh, we're saving some money by not having to go to a farm shop, although we still go to a farm shop to get our meat. But yes, I'm just conscious of all the myriad of things that need to be done. We're working on the workshop at the moment. That's going to be expensive to get that together. I took my generator, which I bought a year ago, never took it out of the box. I bought this generator, 3,500 watts generator, and didn't take it out of the box. It arrived. I was earning money then from YouTube. I'm not earning anything now, and I haven't done for about 10 months, so we're just living on fumes. And a few donations, but to be honest, you know, people aren't donating in the same way, and you could argue, well, why should they? I'm not doing my monologue as regular as possible, and also I'm not really talking about the things that people originally wanted to follow me about, so I can see that, you know, why would they want to support the channel anymore? So I've got to earn some money from somewhere, and I'm hoping the book will earn some money to go towards doing that. Anyway, you know, all of this is just building up on one's psyche and what have you. So I bought this generator last year. Didn't take it out of the box because I bought it because I thought we'll get on the land soon and we're going to need something just to get going with, even if it's just to light the place in the evening. I had no notion of what the land would look like, as indeed I do now, of course. Anyway, yesterday, took it out of the box. I think I took it out of the box the day before yesterday and tried it out, see if it would use the jigsaw. And I may have even spoken about this, I can't remember now. Anyway, I had this notion that I wonder if it will work my chainsaw. I've got an electric chainsaw, and I was thinking, oh, I've got to go and buy a petrol chainsaw, because there's no electricity on the land. And then I thought, I wonder if this generator, stroke inverter, will run the chainsaw. Turns out it did. So we took that to the land yesterday, and it was very handy because the construction that we're doing, albeit very slow, helped speed things up, because no longer did I have to use the saw to go through quite chunky bits of timber, trees, not timber from a wood yard that's all planed and nice and squared and all of that. So I was able to do that with the aid of that. And also because our friend Ian had come and helped by mowing some of the tall grass in one section of the field, we'd made a barter with him that he could have some logs for his fire. So I was chopping those up yesterday as well, and getting that pile ready for him. So there's just so much to do. And so today I'm just a little bit frustrated that we're not there now doing it. You know, wake up and get on with it. I think I drive Julia mad a bit.
We need that caravan desperately. Well, you know, I did say at the beginning, we need a caravan so we can get to stay over. You weren't keen on that idea.
I'm not keen on having a caravan on the land. I think they look awful on the land. I'd much rather have a cabin. And they look like pikies have moved in and all of that. I don't like the look, but I can see the necessity.
Yeah, for the temporary measure.
And also, we know somebody else who's had a caravan, and it's just very difficult because it's going to be muddy, and we'll be in Wellingtons or work boots, and you're in and out of the caravan, have a cup of tea, you know, you've got to keep taking these things off, and it's a nightmare to keep the place mud-free. And it'll be the same with a cabin, of course. Just a caravan. Yeah. It's also compact.
Yeah, with a caravan. For both, in fact, we could build a boot room porch type thing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it all takes time, you know.
Yeah.
It's all got to be chopped and cut, and it's, you know, money again. So I'm not saying we couldn't. I'm just like, but anyway, we just need to be able to sleep over at least 2 or 3 nights so that it satisfies my need to be able to get up and not wait for anybody else and just be self-reliant. I get this from my mother, who was very self-reliant. She wouldn't rely, you know, apart from when she was drunk. And I have a bit of that, and a bit from my dad. My dad was independent by setting up his own business. And I just throw myself into these things, you know, and I think it does amaze people, because the motivation is there, and I am frustrated when I can't, you know, I feel like I'm a fly that's been caught in a cup, and you're buzzing about going, I want to fly, I can't. And you know, so many things restrict you in life, and I just find it very difficult because I want to get the basics done. Anyway, you can probably hear all of that frustration in this, but I shall try and stay calm for the rest of the day and do what I can to get through it. Plus, of course, every day we go there, I'm filling up, not every day, but every 2-3 days, 60 quid's worth of diesel. Well, where does that money come from? It's just, as I say, it's a drain at the moment to get to the land. So and people might say, well, you could just sleep in a van, can't you? Well, if I was on my own, that's what I would do. But also, the van is full of stuff that can't necessarily be left outside in order to put the bed up. There's 3 of us, because Joe's coming with us, and it's not ideal that he sleeps in the van, because there's nowhere really for him to sleep other than on the driver and passenger seat, which isn't, you know, ideal. We need at the minimum a caravan or a cabin. or something. Anyway, so this is the raw Naked Englishman, where you get all the frustrations and truths and everything, and I'm just expressing them today. But we did good work yesterday.
Mm.
We got on. We managed to get partially the floor area done.
Yeah, the support structure for the flooring.
Yeah.
The framework's there. Just some pieces across the middle.
Yeah. So today. Today we've got more of that to finish off.
So more chopping down of trees, more debarking, more measuring. And
yeah, I was going to go and get some of the boards today, but I don't think I will, because one of the problems is some of these, I was looking at the boards that I want, and they're not waterproof. So I don't want, you know, you can leave them out for a bit, it's not raining now. But if we've got boxes coming tomorrow of books, so we're not at the land, and then it rains for a couple of days, that money will be ruined.
Will be deteriorating, yeah.
So I don't want to take that risk.
We can build the roof first.
No, I need the floor to be able to build the roof, if you see what I mean, because we need something to stand on. Anyway, they are some of the frustrating. But now, don't take that the wrong way to think that I'm dissatisfied, or we're dissatisfied, with the project and going on the land. Not at all. I think it should be taken as that we are so bloody keen that every waking hour wants to be on there doing it. And that's the thing. I'm so thrilled that we have purchased the land, and I'm so thrilled that we are learning and utilising what facilities that we have there, i.e. some of these trees, and all the wonderful people who are supporting us. Absolutely. It's not that. It's just wanting to be on there, to just get on, so I can just get up at 6 a.m. and go outside, think, instead of being stuck in a town with 5G and noise of cars. And just
a whole soup of pollution, EMF and audio otherwise.
So, but these days will happen. They will happen. So it's just, you know, patience, patience, patience. So I've got to be patient. Anyway, I will catch up with you all in the future. Till then.